This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The first item today is a call from Gary Percy, VK5OR, and this is a request for a new operator to join the 2-metre callback group on Sunday mornings. This is not an onerous task, as there are 6 or 7 operators that take it in turns. Your turn will only come around every 6 or 7 weeks. If you'd like to know more details, send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au, and I will forward you Gary's letter, or you can pick one of those letters up at a shack morning or at the AGM. The AHARS annual picnic on the 20th of January at the Marion RSL was a great success. The food prepared by the RSL volunteers was very good. There was plenty of parking nearby in a big car park, and as the weather was very pleasant, everyone who attended sat outside under the trees. February is almost here, so our usual round of meetings are about to start. The first general meeting for 2019 will be the AGM on Thursday the 21st of February. We're looking for nominations for the 2019 committee, so please give some thought to filling out a nomination form for a committee position. These can be found on the AHARS website under the membership tab at the top of the opening page. We have 2 gatherings at the AHARS shack on Saturday mornings each month. The first one is on the second Saturday of each month, and the gathering at the shack is a coffee and a chat event. And the first for 2019 will be on the 9th of February. Each month there is a second shack morning, and the next one is February the 23rd. This will be a work bee and planning for the future fourth Saturday mornings. Shack mornings start about 9 a.m. and usually wind up about 12 noon. Our first task for these sessions for 2019 is to finish fixing the second shed on the site so it's a secure storage area for the Girl Guides organisation. Our Friday lunches at the Blackwood RSL have continued throughout December and January, and the next 2 lunches at this venue will be on February the 8th and the 22nd. The lunches start at 12 noon and there is no need to book, just turn up. As it's now almost February 2019, your subscriptions for 2019 are now due. The cost will be $20 if paid before the end of March and $25 if paid after that date. You can pay at the AGM or you can pay by direct deposit. The details are found on the AHARS website under the membership tab at the top of the opening page. Remember, if you cannot always listen to this broadcast live on Sunday morning, you can get it from the Northeast Radio Club website for 3 days after it goes to air. Northeast Radio Club, all one word, .org.au. Click on the WIA broadcast link and you will find the national and local broadcast MP3 files. You can play them from there or download them to listen to at your leisure. If you're not a financial member by the end of June, your email address will be deleted from the AHARS database and you will not receive notifications of future silent auctions. You need to be a financial member of AHARS to bid on these auctions. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly club net is held on the VK5 ROD repeater, 147 megs with a minor 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta, with today's Northeast Radio Club news. And to set the ball rolling today, here's Charlie once again, VK5VC, with some more news about Morse code activities. So take it away, Charlie.
Thanks, Les. The first meeting of the Morse Special Interest Group was held last Wednesday. 13 amateurs attended, with apologies received from those who could not make it. A discussion was held on types of Morse programs to help you learn or improve your ability to read and send Morse code. As the skill levels of the group were varied, we divided into 2 main groups. One group then spent time learning the code from scratch, and the other spent time sending and receiving Morse code at higher speeds. The night concluded with a demonstration and discussion of different straight keys, paddles and keyers. If you would like to join the group, The next meeting will be at 7 p.m. on Wednesday the 6th of February at the Prospect RSL Club, located on the corner of Wilcox Avenue and Menzies Crescent Prospect. The RSL Club is at the rear of Prospect Oval, next to the grandstand, and is best accessed from Main North Road. If you would like to join us, please let Paul know, either by email at vk5ph@wia.org.au or by calling him on mobile 0418 803 177. See you there.
Well, thank you very much for that, Charlie. I still haven't found my High Mound Morse key yet. In fact, I don't recall seeing it at all during the current solar cycle, but I guess it'll turn up when I'm not looking for it. Now, next Friday, the 8th of February, is the general meeting, and we're going to have a presentation on portable activities at Parks and Peaks by Paul, VK5PAS, and Maria, VK5FMAZ. So come along and learn all about the very enjoyable aspect of operating out in the field. This is a couple who are very passionate and dedicated to portable operation. Now, wives and partners are cordially invited to attend on the night and to enjoy this presentation. Now, we're going to have a supper afterwards, so please bring along a plate of dessert or something to share with everybody, and we should all have a good time. So I hope to see you all next Friday night, the 8th of February. And on Saturday the 9th of February, the club is going to have an activity at the Tea Tree Gully Library in Civic Park. And the idea is to activate amateur radio in a portable area to try and get a bit of interest from the general public and also YLs and other members to come and have a look at our hobby. So it all kicks off about 9:30 a.m. Tony VK5FBIC has greatly organised this event and with the support of the council. So come along to the Tea Tree Gully Library Saturday the 9th of February and see amateur radio in action. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo. With not a lot to report this week, so here are a few reminders and notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. A number of members and YLs met for a convivial evening at the Midway Tavern on last Wednesday night, and it was an enjoyable evening. Wednesday, February the 6th of February, is the date of the annual general meeting, and all the committee positions are up for nomination, and your participation is welcome. Sunday, the 24th of February, is the alternative tech event and will be combined antenna testing field day and barbecue. Time and place will be advised after the AGM. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. We have discovered, purely by chance, that three of our members have lapsed call signs on the ACMA database. One member has proof that he paid for his renewal online, but the ACMA somehow did not update their database. The other two members had overlooked renewing for whatever reason. The bottom line is that you need to check your call sign on the ACMA database to make sure that you are still registered. A very big thank you yet again to Brian, VK5VI. We have been having a few problems with our linked repeater network for the last 2 or 3 weeks. When putting the weekly WIA broadcast to air, after about 5 minutes the links would drop out and our more northern members were losing the broadcast. John, VK5DJ, was scratching his head trying to work out the problem without having any light bulb moments appearing, and so he rang Brian. Brian straight away realised that the radios being used have an internal timer in them, and this had, perhaps, not been configured correctly at the time of installation. He is busy studying the manual in order that John can visit the sites and hopefully reconfigure the timers and all should be sweet, we hope. Oh, the joys of being a repeater guru. Many thanks, fellas. As most of our holiday members have now returned to the fold, we are hopeful that attendance numbers at meetings and on the weekly callbacks following the WIA and local VK5 news segment broadcasts will improve, as things have been a bit sparse over the Christmas-New Year period. We are looking forward to another excellent year for the South East Radio Group, and we hope that your club is in for the same. That's all I have for you this week. Our members would like to wish you all a great week, and of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.